Rich Larson and Dan Moyer back at Pride in the Park, joined now by the chair of the Northfield School Board, Claudia Gonzalez-George. Claudia, thank you for joining
us. Yeah.
Thank you. It's good to be here with you, Dan and Rich.
The question I like to ask everybody, what do you like about what you're seeing around here today?
Well, certainly the wonderful turnout, and I had to miss it last year. I was traveling, so I was really looking forward to being here today. So, great turnout. Lots of energy.
Yeah. This has just been really a beautiful day all throughout, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great. I was concerned with the weather, but it's actually perfect.
And we were all
a little concerned. And, you know, the MC, Sven Sundgaard, I was able to actually give him props for it, too, because normally weather people always get the rough stuff
on
this.
The meteorologist came and changed the weather for us.
Exactly.
Right,
so
right.
There's a lot of things at work
right,
here.
Right.
Nice.
Well, Claudia, you are actually still serving out your first term on the school board, and you very quickly ascended to chair. That's pretty, it's a rocket-like ascension there.
Well, thank you. The board has been very supportive. They're very sweet.
Yep.
They're very easy to work with.
Sure.
So, I was surprised to be asked to serve as chair, but also they're just like that. They're just great supporters and encouragers.
Right. Well, but you've got the background as you're an educator. Is that not right?
I was a classroom teacher
for
about 6 years. I started off as a third grade teacher and then moved into second grade. So very sweet age. In fact, I just went back to my previous community. Their tradition there is for the seniors to come back and visit their elementary school.
Oh.
So I got to see my third graders as seniors.
Wow. That's awesome.
And they've always been taller than me, but they looked a little older. And so I got to see them come back to the elementary school, and we had a little teacher reunion and kid reunion, and very special.
Okay.
Yeah.
Northfield, I think we all know and realize at this point, Northfield's a very LGBTQ-friendly community.
Yes, it is.
How does that translate to the school district, the Northfield School District?
Right. Certainly, we see that same interest in our schools, you know, our staff. You can have rules and policies in place, but if the people aren't behind them, you know, then it's not going to be enforced. It's not going to have that same energy. But you see that in the district. You see that in our schools. I hear that from my friends, and it's not that we're perfect, right? There's still room for improvement. They're still learning. They're still educating each other. But that, you know, Matt Hillman and all of the staff in the district, they're, like you said, just very friendly to diversity.
Yes.
So it's very meaningful.
Well, and there's a lot of things. I mean, it comes from the community, but I think also the school board really kind of sets the tone in a lot of ways. And so, what are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's one of my most meaningful, takeaways from sitting on the school board is that I get to help set that culture in the community. You know, so obviously we have Matt, who's just terrific on, you know, at many levels.
Oh, yeah.
In another community where they might be hiring a superintendent, those board members get to set that culture, get to set that tone by hiring that person who's going to set the culture at the district level, right? So, yeah, that's very important to me, to be a part of shaping the culture here.
Oh, that's great. Right. Yeah. That's great.
I don't even know. Is there a good student-led, LGBTQ group at the high school? I mean, are the students active that way?
Yeah, the students are active, and I won't be able to tell you specifics on that, because I don't know, but I can tell you that there is a group that meets at the middle school.
Okay.
And there also seems like there's a lot of support at the high school. I don't know if they have a formalized group, but there is a lot of support at the high school, student to student.
Sure, sure. Okay. Well, days like today are, we should just feel like this every day, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, and we don't, and that's part of the whole importance of something today, that we don't have any regression, that we continue to support this every day.
Right.
We continue to call for and demand inclusion of all people.
And it starts with our young people.
Yes,
right,
it does.
Yes, it starts with the young people, and that's why being in education is so meaningful, right?
Yes.
And many times we think, oh, we're going to teach them, but the young people are teaching us. I mean, I'm just so proud of the Gen Zers right now.
Yeah.
The movements that they enforced, created, pushed forward, you know, this whole thing with the pronouns. I didn't use pronouns when I was
in
high school.
Right.
And now it's our go-to. Now we're asking each other and volunteering that. And, you know, that's just one little example of how much young people change our culture. And, it's exciting to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing up that whole issue of pronouns, because that is, I'm of the age where it's still, I'm still learning. I'm still learning at my own age. And my daughter was the one that helped teach me that.
Right.
You know, artists like Dorian Electra, from a music point of view. And I continue to be amazed and learn, and I realize my own ignorance. And it's okay to say, I don't know.
Absolutely. Please
teach me.
And, you know, when I was in my, you know, high school and 20s, the big phrase then was this being politically correct.
Right. Yeah.
And the pushback that was happening then, and, you know, reflecting on that, just realizing being politically correct is just being polite. It's just being considerate.
Right.
You don't want to be called by this label. Use this other label. And I think with the pronouns, it's similar in that way. Somebody wants to be referred by a certain label. Why wouldn't I be respectful and use that, right?
Yeah.
And I have a funny story with that. So, so we're learning how to use these pronouns and, you know, be considerate and thoughtful. And then I asked my own daughter at home, what are your pronouns? Because that's not something that I've asked my kids.
Sure.
What are your pronouns? And she says, why does everybody need to know our pronouns? Why is everything genderized? Why do you need to know that? And I thought, oh, no, we're just learning to use it, and now these young people are taking it away. Of course they're taking it away.
That's hilarious.
But she's right. Like, why do we need to always know the gender of this, that, and the other? Because, you know, we can just relate to each other.
Right.
So there's like this, Matt likes to use that phrase, yin and yang, right?
Yeah.
There's that yin and yang of, I want to be respectful and know how you want to be addressed. Mm-hmm. But then also that individual saying, why do you need to know?
Well, you know, and I think there's a lot of stuff. I mean, they talk about cancel culture and things like that. And that's part. But at the same time, please understand also that whatever I say, I am operating out of a lot of ignorance, because I can only view the world from my point of view.
Right.
And at the same time, I'm not trying to offend anybody. But if I accidentally say something incorrect, just correct me.
Right.
And remind me if I forget.
Right.
Keep going after me. And I don't mean anything. It's what's in a person's heart, right?
Right. The issue is when somebody like you or I, who, you know, all of these things are new to us, is when we're shut down and we say, no, we didn't do it that way when I was growing up. No, that's not something I want to use.
Yeah.
It's when we stay open, when we say, teach me. I'm sorry, I messed up again. Let me try again. That's when we celebrate.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's special.
Yeah.
Is being able to grow and continue to include and recognize that things change, people change, societies change, they better.
Exactly. And that's all it takes. Just recognize, understand that time marches on and things progress, things change, and they're not going to be things in 2022 aren't going to be the way things were in 1985. And that's okay. Right?
Yeah, I still wish Dire Straits would stay together, but that's not going to ever happen.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed those records, and I can still go back. So, you know, let time march on. No, unfortunately not. I'm sorry. Bummer.
All right. Claudia Gonzalez-George,
thank you
so much for spending a little time with us.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Claudia.